North Carolina families with children with severe intellectual and developmental disabilities can qualify for help from the state. But Jason DeBruin reports that limited funding keeps thousands of families on a wait list and without the breadth of services they need.
Roan Fields Moffitt likes to explore wooded areas. On a damp and cloudy early afternoon in January, he rustled through leaves, climbed over fallen trees, and threw sticks in a stream. His dad, Jacob Fields, and mom, Desiree Moffitt, walked with him and took turns pushing Roan's 16-month-old twin sisters in a stroller.
It's like he's so confined all of the time that when he gets out, it's just so exciting to him that it's like unstoppable.
Roan is 6 years old, and he was born with Fragile X syndrome, explains Moffitt.
Fragile X is the number one genetic cause of intellectual impairment. It is the number one single gene cause of autism. He is significantly cognitively impaired.
His parents enjoy the walks they get to take together.
Wintertime is the best time for hikes. Don't have to worry about too many bugs. Vegetation's low. And you can see him pretty good.
Roan is nonverbal, but makes squeaking and woo-woo noises that let you know he's having a good time. On this January day, Roan's family met him at Murdoch Developmental Center in Butner, one of three state-operated developmental centers. Roan was here because he can sometimes turn violent. He will pull his mother's hair, and he has turned on his younger sisters.
And then I'm left trying to peel my cognitively impaired son out of my daughter's hair. And as I'm pulling, I'm trying to use my foot to move my daughter away out of range. But, you know, I'm not always successful.
Putting a child in an institutional setting isn't what any parent wants, but Roan's parents feared he might become even more severely violent with his sisters. But even getting to this point was hard for Fields and Moffitt. They weren't getting the help they needed from the state to care for Roan in their home, so they made the excruciating decision to bring him to the emergency room of UNC hospitals.
We cried together before we took him. When you're not given the help that you need and you have to decide to take your five-year-old child and put him in a situation that you don't even know what it looks like, but all you know is you have to get your kid out of the house to keep your other kid safe. Like, that's a disgusting decision that you have to make. And we made it.
Roan's isn't an uncommon case. Families want help from North Carolina Health and Human Services to care for their children with severe IDD at home. DHHS actually offers robust help for these families through a portion of Medicaid called the Innovations Waiver, but there are limited slots. Roan's family lives in Carthage. Sandhill Center is the group that contracts with DHHS to provide Medicaid services in that part of the state. Sandhill's clinical director, Sabrina Russell-Holloman, acknowledges that limited funding leaves some families without the services they need.
I would say because Medicaid is very limited in what they will fund for our IDD population, I think that does pose some barriers for this population group.
There are 12,500 active Innovations waiver slots, but they are all full. And there are another 12,000 individuals who qualify for services but are on the wait list. Dave Richard is the DHHS Deputy Secretary over Medicaid. He says Governor Cooper's administration would like to see Innovations expanded, but these services are expensive.
The largest barrier is cost. So the cost of a waiver slot is an average of $65,000 a year per person. And so if you begin to think about that math, as we add to the Medicaid program additional slots, it adds up pretty quickly in terms of the numbers.
With 12,500 active slots, that's a cost of more than $800 million per year. The federal government covers about two-thirds of that cost, but the remaining third falls to the North Carolina taxpayer. And the innovation slot stays with beneficiaries the rest of their lives.
People with developmental disabilities are living longer lives. So you get on early on the waiver itself, people don't turn over on that waiver, which is really good. We don't want people to do that, but it is a lifelong service. So that's the other reason why you have to continue to expand it, but it's also difficult to keep the pace of the needs that people have.
The innovation services really are quite robust, but in some ways, that makes it even more difficult for families on the wait list, says Roan's Dr. Ave Lekevich, a Duke Health pediatric neurologist.
Once the services get put into place, sometimes it really turns a family around in a really big way, and it's great to see. So that's probably why we want these services so much for some of our other patients who can't get them.
And as with seemingly everything else in North Carolina, those in rural areas suffer the most.
If it's a local family, sometimes they can get a UNC grad student or, you know, some good-hearted Duke graduate who wants to spend a few years helping people in a more idealistic way before going to Wall Street or whatever. You know, it's we can get students who are quite amazing sometimes helping out.
There are discussions within DHHS to reduce innovation's benefits in order to broaden active slots, but that could harm those already in the program. Roan has moved from Butner to Springbrook in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. It's a psychiatric residential treatment facility, one of the most intense treatment facilities an individual can be placed in. Fields and Moffitt don't want to keep him there long term, but without moving from the innovation's wait list to an active slot, their options to care for Roan at home are limited. So they wait, and thousands of other families in North Carolina will wait with them. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.